DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
G. Bush in the building. What's up, man?
My triumphant return to the airwaves.
Your triumphant. I like that you tweet out about it because, one, it promotes the show, which I appreciate. But then I liked Earl's response. Earl's response was like, about time. It's like, gee, I ask you once every 2 months to come on the show. I ask you all the time to come on the show. You know when I'm hosting and Nick's out, you have an open table to come on the show.
You know, the green light is there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The moon and the stars aligned at this point in time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then Keith called me early. He called me early during the week. He was, I'm like, man, that's 2 weeks notice. There ain't even really nothing going on. It's the day before the holiday. I said, man, you know what? Let me go ahead and pull the trigger on this one.
I do think it helped that we just saw each other at Dustin's wedding.
Yeah, that
had to have helped, right?
Yeah. Listen, I was like, oh, what's up, fellas? And I'm like, you know what? I do like y'all. I like talking to y'all people.
I had to ask yourself again. It's like, I like these people.
I said, man, I had a real good time, man. I'm going to have to go see them some more. We had a good time. We hung out. We talked about all kind of crazy stuff. It was beautiful. So I was like, man, you know what? I said, I got to go. I got to get in there. And plus, it's the summer. You know what I'm saying? The summertime, there's a lot of good stories. Some people don't be liking the summer. No, I love the summer.
We were born in summer talk radio, me and you. Like, this is where we thrive. Because historically, you get so many shifts and opportunities in summer talk radio. So people like me and you just know how to do it.
Yeah, it's like, it's a little more laid back atmosphere. It's like, hey, my dude's going to come over. We're not going to hardcore drink. We're just going to have some, you know what I'm saying, men and cocktails with some, you know, maybe a spiked lemonade or something. You hang out. But yeah, it's a much more laid back atmosphere.
Like, summer sports talk radio really is, though. The cooler is open with just about everything. And you got a million different choices and options. Like sometimes during football season, you open it up and you got domestic light and colds and that's it. that's all you're drinking. That's the only option you got. You're talking football and football alone. You come during the summer, we got all sorts of different beverages and things you can choose from.
You can look around and you can even deviate and get in the weeds a little bit, but it's a nice little atmosphere. But listen, I always pick the best days, because I'm gonna tell you what, I saw your little rundown.
Yeah.
You got some fire on here.
Well, so the problem is that obviously we wanted to a lot of football, but there's a lot of basketball in here, and then we got to talk about the big story of the day. And so you mentioned the good atmosphere. There's not many good vibes around Guardians baseball right now. And there's not many good vibes around this story with Luis Ortiz. The idea that, and now we got the updated reports on it around noon or so. We knew that he was obviously suspended. You get paid leave by Major League Baseball, and it's going to be through the All-Star break, right? We knew that information, and at the time, it was just an awful situation where people were debating, is it something with, like, sexual assault, or is it something with gambling? Now, there's some pros and cons if you want to go down that road. Yeah. If you want to think about it from a baseball perspective or a human perspective. From a human perspective, I was rooting for Ortiz to be guilty of gambling. Because if you're guilty of the other side of things, like let's say, I don't know, beating up your wife, then you're just a bad person.
Yeah.
And like, although the odd part about that, though, is that baseball actually looks friendlier upon those type of situations than they do of the situation that Ortiz is now under investigation for, which is gambling. Baseball comes down hard on people that gamble on their sports. We don't need to ask Pete Rose, who's dead and can't be asked anyway, how hard they come down on you for gambling on their sport. I got a million different examples here, G. Bush, and obviously we can get into it as the day moves on. But there was a minor leaguer not too long ago that, well, it was 2024. A's pitcher ended up being in the minors. He got suspended for a whole entire year. What was his crime? It was gambling $100 worth of bets 4 years prior. Michael Kelly is his name. Like, wow. That's what baseball does to you if you gamble on their sport. Aroldis Chapman was able to go back and pitch in the World Series. You know, like they you can come back. You can bounce back in baseball's eyes from that. There's other guys like Marcano, the Padres infielder, banned for life for betting on baseball. This is something baseball just cares a bunch about.
Man, listen, when I saw it, I said, oh, I thought exactly what you thought. I'm like, oh, they got that police footage. I don't know if he got arrested, what he was doing, maybe a DUI. But I said, they wouldn't trip that much about the DUI. And then they said, gambling? I said, oh no. If they did a deep dive into Shohei Ohtani, and it wasn't even him,
it was the interpreter,
the guy that right.
Have you looked on TMZ? I went like a week ago. You see what he's being served in prison? It was a TMZ story, like what he's actually being served on a day-in, day-out basis.
Is he in prison in Japan or is he in prison in the United States?
No, it's United States, but okay. it's like one of those. It's a softer prison.
Okay,
and Shohei got him a good landing.
Yeah, there it is.
He got baked fish on the menu. He's not eating that bad. I've had worse days of meals than whatever his name is. I can't even say his name properly anymore, man. What he's being served in prison.
Man, listen, you know, you do not want to be in no prison in random Asian countries. That they do not play over there.
I don't want to be in prison in any country.
I mean,
random Asian countries especially.
No, like, you just, like, they over there, they don't believe in
no. They don't care. They're like, you gambled in America. Yeah, what do we care about you?
You had gum in your mouth and you dropped it on the sidewalk. What are you doing? You're a criminal. You're in trouble. But no, like, when you look at this, this is a thing that we wanted to... When gambling came in Ohio, because gambling was not illegal to a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was a boom all over the industry. They was grabbing people left and right. Hey, do you want to advertise this? Do you want to advertise this? We got a gambling show. We'll sponsor you. And then you take a look at what the trickle-down theory was to when it comes to players. And it's like, they make it so easy on FanDuel. They make it so easy. And for a while, they was giving out money for you so you can bet. And you're looking around and I'm thinking, there has to be some guy. There has to be someone somewhere, some guy somewhere putting a little cash down on a.
You talking like players wise?
Yes.
Because we've seen some instances, right? Calvin Ridley in the NFL, that's an instance. The Jameson Williams as well. He got his reduced. He was 6 games. It got reduced down to 4. But like the NFLs, we've seen guys. We saw Jonte Porter in NBA. We're going to talk about Malik Beasley because I got other things to discuss there. And then in baseball. In baseball, we watched Marcano get banned for life. We watched 4 other guys get suspended for a year. Like we've seen guys fall through the cracks and go down this road.
How is it? This is crazy to me. Like, shout out to investigations, right? But
how did they find this out?
How are you getting 4 year data prior to how did
that was pretty wild.
This together?
That's pretty wild. The Michael Kelly situation. The bets were made when he was a minor leaguer back in 2021. It was for $99.22, and they found out about it 3 years later. Got suspended in 2024. Like, that's how serious they take this stuff, though. Like, that's why people are like, oh, Ortiz could have had all sorts of different accounts, or he just needed to be sneakier about it, or he just needed to do this. Like, I don't think people understand the lengths that Major League Baseball and all these different sporting leagues have to go to make sure that these games are on the up and up. Because the moment you think Ortiz is just throwing meatballs down the middle for home runs to hit a parlay, we got issues on our hands.
When
was the integrity of the game is actually compromised in a certain way? Like, I'm sure you watched different clips with Malik Beasley, because that was going very, very online over the previous few days.
Jesus, man.
I was like, I watched clips. I'm like... It's a 9-point game. The spread is 8.5, and there's 3.5 seconds left in the game, and you're sprinting down the court to score a basket. Tell me how you're innocent.
There is no way he's getting up out of that. I mean, he was. You ever see a kid who, like, you know, the ref blows the whistle, it's an inadvertent whistle, and it's at a little YMCA game, and the kid goes sprinting down the lane, and he gets his bucket, and everybody's just like, yeah! Like, we got one over
what it
on you.
Like. Yeah.
And I'm like, Malik Beasley, bro, you are going to jail, bro. That right there is the smoking gun if we've ever, and you know how they do it in the NBA. You know how they do it. They don't be doing, you can't, if it's the game is over within tow, you get the ball, you bring it into the forecourt, you dribble the basketball out. That's what they do.
I mean, it's done. It's 3.5 seconds left. You don't go court to court or coast to coast trying to score. You just don't.
And I heard he scored like 9 points in the last like 6 minutes of the game, 6 seconds or something stupid of the game.
So he was a little too obvious. And I think, so in Malik Beasley's case, I think it's a little different than Ortiz. And I'll separate them out in a second. I think Beasley was desperate people do desperate things. Like, that man made $60 million in his career, but we've since found out that he owed $60,000 to his barber. He owed $30,000. Like, to really places you shouldn't owe that type of money to, he was owing that type. And this is, I'm talking to the barbershop here. How do you owe your barber that much money?
That's wild work. I mean, how much is these fades?
It was all sorts of different loans that he was taking out with different people, his management that he was owed a bunch of money for. Delicate Smiles, a place that does like a bunch of dental work, a loan agreement for $30,000 in exchange for a $20,000 advance. Cairo Cuts is what it was. Lent him another $9,000, another hair spot. Like he just kept doing things like that. And in fact, he got a place that Dan Gilbert owns that's in the Detroit Free Press that they put out there that he was borrowing all sorts of money from. Like, desperate people do desperate things. But when you're worth $60 million, in the case of Malik Beasley, I just think you're a deadbeat, is all that is. In the case of Luis Ortiz, here's where I think baseball might have a blind spot, G. Luis Ortiz has made a little over $2 million in his career. You know this because you've been around a lot of athletes. $2 million in your career at this point.
Life.
You got taxes and you got agents and then you have friends and buddies and everything else out of the sorts. But the taxes and the agents take out 50% of that right off the rip.
So
right?
he got $1 million and the agent get 10%. So he got about $900,000.
And he's making about $750,000 this year, whatever it is. But like, if he's made $2.2 million in his entire baseball career, and we've already chopped that down to about $900,000. Like, he falls in that category, especially as a pitcher. He falls in that category of someone that can greatly influence a baseball game because he's a starting pitcher, mm-hmm. while also being the type of person that might be incentivized to actually try to make bets on these games. And that's where I think baseball's.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a problem the other sports really shouldn't. Malik Beasley, I think you're just a deadbeat. You have $60 million. You have no reason to try to bet and gamble on any of these games. There's no amount of money you'd make gambling that could go ahead and offset the amount of money you can make in your NBA career. Meanwhile, Luis Ortiz is a Tommy John surgery away from never playing the game again.
Listen, you take a look at look at the guys on the Guardians roster. Shane Bieber was itching to get that payday.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan McKenzie was, all the reports, he was 4 or 5 seconds away from signing his deal.
Yeah.
And he has Tommy John surgery. You say $2 million, and a lot of people think $2 million is crazy. $2 million is not crazy like that, especially when you got high habits. You got, in terms of spending money, people believe you have the money. And if you come from a certain specific group of people, if you come from a poor background, you're richer than God in those communities. So
yeah.
How many rents is he paying? How many electric bills is he paying?
And even just giving off the appearance that he plays in Major League Baseball is expensive.
I saw you on TV. You're rich.
Yeah.
There's no debating that. The thing is about pitchers, the crazy thing about pitchers is when they have the opportunity to affect the game so easy, and it's hard to prove it. It's like, hey, did you really throw the ball down the middle of the plate so somebody can hit a home run? You're like, listen, I was just a little wild in the zone. I just missed mm-hmm. my spots, right?
Yeah.
How can you prove that? You know what I mean?
And that's part of the problem in all of these discussions. Like, how do you prove that? There's an easy way that Ortiz could have been doing this. And again, we don't know the extent of this, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, this is gambling. We don't know if he was impacting games he was directly involved in, which if he was, he's never playing in baseball again.
Yeah.
Or if he was gambling on games that involved the Guardians, which would probably be about a year suspension or something like that. I mean, he's gone for the rest of the season. Or the other option, maybe it's like a Jameson Williams story where Jameson was, he's with the Lions, but he's gambling on college football. And then it's like, all right, it wasn't the NFL. It's not great. We told you not to gamble on things, but all right, we'll cut it down to 4 games. Like maybe Ortiz happens to love gambling on ping pong or something.
Right.
I don't know. You tell me. Like, we'll make up a random. People love gambling on ping pong right now. I don't know why. It's all the rage. Degenerates love ping pong. I think there's a lot of high variance there.
Because I think everybody is looking for the hey, I got a way to get in this thing. This right
and they think that they're going to outsmart it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't outsmart baseball, basketball, or football, but we can outsmart ping pong?
Yes.
So, like, I don't know. Maybe he got into that. I got a couple buddies that have gotten really into gambling on ping pong late at night. It's a wild thing. But, like, maybe he's found his avenue there. And so, in that case, maybe it's not the end of the world. Maybe that will turn out to be a little bit more than a slap on the wrist, but maybe we'll see him pitch again in a Guardians uniform. But the other situations, G, I just don't know how baseball... I for this year... Until proven otherwise, Ortiz is not in this rotation anymore.
Well, listen, we talked about the trade, right? And listen, I know Jimenez is not playing very well. I know he's not very good. At least,
And Spencer Horwitz, the guy they traded with him for the Pirates, like, he's not having the most awesome season ever either.
Right. So, but here's the thing. He is an able arm. He's a guy that was in your rotation, and now he's out of your rotation.
He's more than just a guy that was in our rotation. I mean, I looked it up earlier today. From May 5th on, G, he was the second best starting pitcher in this rotation per wins above replacement. Like, just from an actual productive standpoint, from May 5th on, he was the second best starting pitcher in this rotation.
And he has the potential to be gone the whole year. I mean,
the assumption right now is he's gone the whole year in my mind.
Until
we learn otherwise, that I'm playing with that idea that you will not see Ortiz pitch again in a Guardians uniform this year.
Because if they wouldn't have suspended him if there was not enough smoke for them to have this type of investigation, would they?
I mean, so that's where it gets open to interpretation, right? Because it's not like we have a million cases of this, and it's not like we have a million instances to draw back on. Baseball, I feel like they should act quicker than later. So, like, maybe there is a gray area here, and that's why I'm hesitant to say we'll just never see him again. That's why I say until proven otherwise, I don't think I'll see him again. Because, like, baseball even has the slightest hint of you blowing games or doing something you shouldn't be doing, they got to take you out.
Yeah, you're out of here. You're on ice for a little bit. This don't look good for the homie. And a lot of these, too, I'm wondering if it's a lot of these guys are funneling this through friends and family members trying to be like, oh, I ain't had nothing to do with it. This was my friend or my guy. Or is it more of an inside information situation where it's like, hey mm-hmm. listen, we're not going to start so-and-so today. Go ahead and put that bread down.
No, so we've had a couple different instances of that where players they've used other people as conduits to go ahead and make their bets and gamble that way. And ultimately, it gets sniffed out. And I'm sure there are instances that baseball is not caught. I'm not saying they're 100% perfect. But in this instance with Ortiz, they got something on him. And as good as he's been, like, if I'm the Guardians right now, you have to move forward with the idea that until baseball tells you otherwise, he's not going to see any field or any mound, for the rest of the year. What do you got, Mac?
So I was doing some research into the MLB gambling policy. You are permitted to bet on other sports like football, soccer, basketball, and you can participate in other fantasy leagues. Baseball, they prohibit any betting on any level of baseball, professional, amateur, and then they also ban you from fantasy baseball as well, and just strictly baseball in particular. So,
okay, so that's good to know. So it couldn't be ping pong. Yeah. But maybe it just was the College World Series that happened or something. Like, we never know.
But think about this, though. Sometimes when you get to a point where you're gambling on other things, right, you can run up a debt. You can run up a crazy hole.
Well, that's where I say desperate people do desperate things.
And then you're like, okay, well, I'm just doing basketball. I'm just doing football. I'm doing other things that really don't matter. But then all of a sudden you're like, well, I'm down $100,000. I mean, maybe all I got to do is really – like, man, I could win this little prop betting. I'm halfway out of it. Nobody will ever know. I mean, it's, and then you get a little greedy and you talk yourself into it. And then all of a sudden, you do it once, nobody says anything. You do it again, you're like, this is golden. Until you get to a point where now it's a consistent behavior and you're thinking ain't nobody seeing you, but they're watching.
They're watching. 216-474-0092. Does sports have a gambling problem? More importantly, does baseball have a little bit of a gambling blind spot? 216-474-0092. G. Bush, Jonathan Peele, an afternoon drive right here on the Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.